Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with 4A City Head Wrestling Coach Steve Stout. And Coach, a couple of things on the docket to talk about. First of all, let's go back to the conference wrestling meet last Saturday in Osage. I know it's been a couple of years since we got one in. Unfortunately, weren't able to get it done last year, but it's good to be back and good to be having a conference meet this year, Coach. Let's start with the first couple of rounds and how you thought your guys wrestled.
We came out of the gate pretty good that last weekend, and guys were wrestling well, and we lost a couple matches that I don't think we should have, but once again, you go into hostile territory like Osage with their tradition and history and big tournament and two gyms, and some of our guys just weren't quite ready that first round, but for the most part, wrestled pretty well that first round, and second round lost a couple matches that we shouldn't have, but we had some good performances too, So it was an okay start, and kind of got things going, got the blood flowing, and then kind of took off from there.
Well, let's talk about some changes within the tournament, Coach, because as you mentioned, we were going five mats and two gyms, and things were going quickly. Yeah, they condensed it down to just the three mats. How does that change the mindset of the wrestlers? I know everybody's kind of focused on two gyms and trying to get quickly, and then things kind of slow down a little bit. Does that change things for you guys at all?
Yeah, it does, but with our team and kind of the atmosphere that the kids and coaches have created, going down to three mats, I think, actually kind of helped us. We got everyone in the same gym. Everyone knew what was going on with everyone else. And our team this year is just a little tighter knit. So I think the one gym helped us out on Saturday. And even though it slowed us down a little bit, all the kids knew where everyone else was at and when they were wrestling, and I think that helped us kind of get refocused and get the ball rolling a little better. And like I said, it's a big tournament. So when you get the gym packed that tight, I mean, it got warm in there, and it was a great atmosphere. And I think our kids kind of fed off that and got things going a little better for ourselves.
Hey, Coach, tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, one of the reasons why we had to slow things down, because there's a rule about how quickly a wrestler can wrestle a match after they already wrestled a match. Take us through that.
Yes, and those rules just changed this year. I won't go into the old rules, but now with the format and the rules, how they're set up, is that every wrestler must have 30 minutes of rest between matches, and that they dropped that down from 45 minutes in the past. And that's one of the things the coaching association has kind of pushed for, and it went through. So you have to have 30 minutes of rest in between, and you can wrestle six matches in one day. So with that quicker turnaround and some weight classes that weren't filled, we kind of got ahead of ourselves and had to slow things down just so everyone had their appropriate rest before we kept going. So it was a change. It had a good effect on us going down to one gym and three mats. So overall, I think that was great for us. But if you look at the rule, it's just we always talked as coaches that, hey, we wrestle hard for an hour and a half to 2 hours in practice. We don't need 45 minutes of rest for the kids. We've got them well conditioned, and they can wrestle matches in 30 minutes. So things got moving, but like I said, it helped us out in the long run.
And, Coach, let's jump in now to the consolation semifinal round. You get a couple of good matches. You get one guy through. Tell me a little bit about that round.
Yeah, we had a couple guys in the semis, and Deegan Moore was seated second and took care of business well in the semifinals. 132, we had Gavin Grenhoved in the semis, and Gavin's been battling some flu issues, and we're trying to get him back to 100%, and we're not quite there yet. And he ran into a bus, saw the Price kid from Lake Mills in the semis, and fell short there. But on the backside, in the same round, we kind of got on a roll, and kids fed off each other and got some good wins in there. So, I mean, looking over the brackets, that's kind of where we jumped out and started scoring some points for the team.
And then, Coach, after that, we got, as you mentioned, one guy through to the finals. Getting to the finals, consolation the finals and then into the placing matches. Talk about those rounds for your guys.
Yeah, overall, I mean, with the placing, 11 out of our 14 kids either wrestled to their seed or above it. So as you see the tournament, we kind of place kids where the coaches of the collective group place kids where we think they should place based on their performances throughout the year. And we always talk to the kids at tournaments that at bare minimum, you have to wrestle to what you're seeded. You have to overachieve that. And 11 out of our 14 kids did that. And that's why we had the success we had on Saturday. And we ended up placing 11 kids and had some big matches in there. 120, Andrew Hoffman came in on seventh and ended up getting a pin for the fifth place match. And Gavin Gunhove got third. I mean, we just, match after match, we just kind of built some momentum and got it rolling. And it was real exciting watching the kids battle in there. Like I said, at 120 of the Hoffman, he was down by 10 points, and just kept battling back, ended up getting a pin to get fifth place. And 106, we ended up at seventh place. 113, we dropped a match to a great wrestler from Nashua, Brazzi. And once again, we're just trying to be in those matches and be competitive. 138, Aiden Frost was seated eighth, and he ended up in sixth. So up and down lineup, all the way up through heavyweight, where JT Kelso was seated sixth and got third. So all these guys, I mean, every kid on the team scored points for us, ended up being in big, coming into that final round to get us into fifth place by half a point. So it was a fun day, and we're not satisfied with fifth, but looking back at it, the top four teams in the conference are all ranked in the top six or seven in the state. So in order to get up into that top four this year would have taken quite a bit. So overall, it was a pretty good day for us and finished as high as I think we could have without something short of a miracle happening. So shout out to the boys for just believing in the process and really going out and battling all day.
And Coach, with that, you guys come to this week, where on Thursday you guys went to Webster City and you saw another conference opponent along with the Webster City out of the NCC. You see a couple of NCC teams throughout the year. Talk about that competition in Webster City on Thursday.
Yeah, we went over there, ended up having Nashua was there with Webster City. So we got to see Nashua again, and they're a third or fourth ranked team in the state. So went out and had Nashua first and went out and closed the gap on them. I mean, not a lot on the team score side of it, but individual matches, we went out and closed the gap and turned some scores around. At heavyweight, JT Kelso again, been a kid that had beat them twice this year, and it wasn't a fluke thing. It was, he just decided it was time for him to step up and dominate the match, and that's what he did. So that was big, and a couple other boys were just closing that gap, like I said. At 120, Rufflin Rinkin, who's state champ, we had him frustrated. I mean, he wasn't in danger of losing, but we had him frustrated, and those are the steps we need to take as a team. 113, Deegan Moore comes out and has the Brazzi kid again from Nashua, and we're in deep on a shot and all but had him taken down, and we get that takedown, that kind of changes the atmosphere of the match. So we're right there and we're making gains. So that was, saw some good things there. And then we ended the night wrestling Webster City, who had beaten Nashua in the second round, and third round we go out and take three matches from them. And there were a couple more that I think we could have won, but once again, our fight's there, and it's just, as a coaching staff, we're just real excited the way the boys are responding and are stepping up and closing the gaps on matches that we have lost, and the matches that we've won, we're widening the gap there. So kind of a good gauge for us to see where we're at with another 2A school in Webster City. Both those teams will be wrestling in regional duels here Tuesday. So great competition for us, and great way to help us get tuned up for the postseason.
And Coach, before we let you go for this week's episode, we also do want to, you know, give a shout out as well. I know I know Avery Hoffmeyer, Forest City girls wrestler, who's competing in Super Regionals yesterday there for the North Central Trailblazers. So, of course, you know, I know there's been some girls that have been active in wrestling at 4A City, and I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, maybe give them a little bit of a shout-out.
Yeah, those girls, they're in a rough situation. They have to drive over to Northwood for practice every day, and dedication it takes to do that. I mean, our North Iowa boys have to do that every day, but having the girls do that, a new sport, a lot of them hadn't wrestled before. So it's just great to see those girls actually take that step and take on that commitment. And they've done a great job of just competing and getting better and kind of growing the sport. So hopefully we can get to the point where we can field our own team here in the next couple of years and create some new scheduling issues for us here at the school, but one of those challenges that would be fun to take on, and hopefully we can get some more girls involved and build this up in Forest City and get a girls program of our own here.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us and talking, and we'll talk to you again coming up next week, as you mentioned, as your team gets ready for postseason action.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's 4A City head wrestling coach Steve Stout.